welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Only you can satisfy me.
Only you can satisfy my soul.
Sing it from the bottom of your heart. Say, only you.
Only you can satisfy me. Only you can satisfy my soul. Satisfy my soul.
Only
you can satisfy me. Only
you can satisfy me. Name, we have sung. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for another opportunity in your presence. Lord, we pray that as we go into your word, you will speak to us. The book of John chapter 6, verse 63 says, "The word that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. The letter killeth, but the spirit gives life." Father, we do not come to consider the letter, but we come to receive your spirit. We pray that you speak to us and transform our lives. Thank you, Lord, because you've answered. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Hallelujah! I want to appreciate Pastor Gbenga in absentia and Pastor Omi and the pastorate and for this opportunity to share God's word with God's people. Pray that we'll be richly blessed in Jesus' name. I want us to just focus on the Lord this morning. I want us to just see the Lord this morning. He's the one we've come here to see. Even though we come to church and we gather together, the focal point of our gathering is Jesus, is the Lord. So I want us to just have our focus on the Lord this morning as we consider his word. Hallelujah. I'm tempted to sing a song. I see the Lord. I see the Lord most high. Sound of refuge, help me.
Mercy.
The ministration of mercy this morning.
He is glorious in mercy.
God is meeting somebody by mercy.
He is glorious in mercy.
Oh God, we pray that you send your word to us this morning. In your mercy, God. In your mercy. In your mercy. In your mercy. We receive God's word by mercy. We receive God's word. Speak to us, Lord. Malado shala brisu salagande kapanto selegedesha. Inagusa pradabati shalabando se pregedeshi gabaladi. Enabatu se felegatu se brada bashu galadande branda zuba la brinda kakute beleshi galabrandi sai. Enabusha baradi sataba radicatu se belege de brade shakus de felebandi. Endaladusha palacresusulande tita bande le kushai. Enegose legabande le crushata baradisi sulanda ekushta baladita. Inabatu sevelete, ezuzu balandi kratush tafaba, inosa brandusha bande ketesu, embrekusha tatali kukuti brandisa disa labusha labande belegedusa, inanagusha panikatia baradusha lagadite, enedusha landikusa la ego de bedada barada basha gabalagada, elegogodo rodo dosu zamba la brandisu godo susule dede, rabandusha galabri susulanda labati, ezozolo brondo suala kitana diadisha, inakusha barada galabradusha gada pragadisi vedetua. Edosila tuala bada tua tua le tuala bala tuada. Ezeze loko soko loko rodo do sobondo do kodwa di gele di shala la banda da. Ele kosa la briga bala bruche brege di shabandi garada sua. Ele gonde le brusha bandi ke susu balati. And Esho la Balagadi to Selelengo Lugulu and Lebele Bian Baladada, and also Sologoduan delegate in Baladi de Gorogodogolo Duandada, Ezelegendigaban Randadandu Selendele Brunda Dandi Kanamana, Edegede Susanda Balaki Kukutendeli Ganda Baradu Se, and Anakosi Vilibindi Brususu Banande Gelego, Elegu Shambradiate Pande Brando Salagandi, Inigando Shabaradeko Seselegedita, Ikakotoko Celebrendiata. Mando Shalabadadia. Thank you, Jesus. I speak in understanding, but I also speak in the spirit. Hallelujah. Oh God, we pray that you meet us at the point of our need. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Hallelujah. Let's consider the word of God, the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 4. Of Acts chapter 2 verse 4. It's a very common scripture, and that's what we're going to be considering this morning. Hallelujah. All right. It says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Let's start from verse 1. Let's read it down. Okay. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah. When Jesus came, you know, Jesus walked the earth. And at some point in Jesus' ministry, he says he needs to go so that the helper, the comforter, can come, which is the Holy Spirit. Why do we need the Holy Spirit? We need the Holy Spirit for empowerment. Hallelujah. We need the Holy Spirit for comfort. We need the Holy Spirit for help. Because of ourselves, we can do nothing. Of myself, of yourself, you can do nothing. Nothing is possible. Nothing of spiritual significance or eternal significance is possible with you and I alone. We need a helper. We need a senior partner. We need support. To live eternal life, to live the life of God, to manifest as sons of God, we need help. And that was why God sent the Holy Spirit. Now, many believers fall into this situation of forgetting the Holy Spirit. You may not know, but it's something that happens to us very frequently. We forget the Holy Spirit. We forget that there is somebody called the Holy Spirit that is supposed to be our helper. And that's why many a times we are going through life, we are struggling, and we are looking for support, we are looking for help in men. But we've forgotten that God himself is with us to help us. And the reason why Jesus, why the Lord sent the Holy Spirit was to come and help. To come and help us. With the person of the Holy Spirit, you have God always present with you. Hallelujah. You have God always present with you. You carry God's presence. But many believers, many a times, we forget. We forget. I was listening to a man of God. He was explaining sin, the concept of sin. And he said, do you know that you can actually define sin as losing consciousness of the presence of God. And he explained it. He said, let's take fornication for example, just as an example. Somebody will not want to fornicate in public. Why? Because you feel like people are looking at you. People will see you. It's shameful to do it in public. So when someone wants to fornicate, or is, you know, maybe arranges one hotel or something to do it in secret, because it feels like nobody can see me here, so I can do it and go scot-free. Now, a believer that is living with the perpetual, constant knowledge of God's presence knows that even that secret place where you say you are doing that thing, God can actually see you. So, if believers live with a constant, consistent knowledge and realization and consciousness of God's presence, we find it that sin will become more difficult for you. Because that thing you want to do that you feel you can do in secret, when you remember God's presence and you remember God's holiness, I know that God, your Father, cannot stand this thing you are doing. You know, you have this consciousness activated that, hey, I cannot do this and sin against my God. Like Joseph said in scriptures, you know, it's possible Joseph could have done what, you know, Potiphar's wife wanted him to do, and he might have gone scot-free in the sight of man. But Joseph had a consciousness of God's presence and says, I cannot do this and sin against my God. And one thing I notice about Joseph in scriptures is that every point, every major bust up of his life, you always see scripture says, and the Lord was with him. And the Lord was with him. And he was in prison, and the Lord was with him. And the Lord was with him. And something that made Joseph stood out was the fact that scripture was always referencing that the Lord was with Joseph. Now, it doesn't mean that the Lord cannot be with somebody else, but Joseph was somebody that chose to live with the consistent consciousness of God's presence. Consistent consciousness that I am in the presence of God. I'm in the presence of God. So, it is of no use if you receive a baptism of the Holy Spirit and you do not have the knowledge to what? To keep the fire burning. Because revival is a state that can be perpetual. It's a state that can be continuous. You don't have to be revived today and then tomorrow you are down and then you are looking for another, maybe another meeting or another thing somewhere, external thing that will revive you. Revival is something that can be perpetual if you have a proper understanding and a standing relationship with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Are we following this morning? The Holy Spirit comes to empower. But for us to constantly, consistently walk in this power, we need to have a consciousness of the presence of the Holy Spirit. Knowing that the Holy Spirit is always with me. The lion is within me. Scripture calls him the lion of the tribe of Judah. You know, sometimes we make the mistake of thinking that the Holy Spirit is a junior God. When we say Trinity, it feels like God the Father is the senior. Then God the Son is like the middle class. Then God the Holy Spirit is now the junior. But that is not the case. They are of the same class. So if scripture says that Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah, the Holy Spirit is also the lion of the tribe of Judah. Every attribute that Jesus had, every attribute that God the Father has, the Holy Spirit has. When we receive a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit, we must go with the consciousness that I just got a refilling of power, a refilling of might, a refilling of strength, a refilling of help, a refilling of comfort, a refilling of instructions, a refilling of God. Hallelujah. One thing that stands out about the Holy Spirit is the word holy. There's a reason why it's called the Holy Spirit. Because in the realm of the Spirit, there are all manner of spirits, right? We have the human spirit. We have evil spirits. We have demons. You know, so there are all manner of spirits. But God is called the Holy Spirit because the word holy means to be set apart. To be set apart. To be separated. To be separated. Now, that is one of the reasons why as a believer, if you are truly living holy, you'll be separated. Hallelujah. You'll be set apart. See, I find it difficult to really understand believers. Maybe they don't understand holiness. Maybe. Who claim to be believers, but there is no setting apart from unbelievers. That's why scripture says that you cannot be unequally yoked with unbelievers. There will be a setting apart because that is what
the nature of your Father. That is what it is like. It's called a setting apart. The Holy Spirit. Once you begin to yield your life to the dictate of the Holy Spirit, even when you're in the midst of unbelievers, there will be a setting apart. There will be a separation. There will be a line of separation between you. They will know that even though we are relating together, this person is different. The difference will come in conduct. The difference will come in operations. Even in supernatural operations, the difference can be very clear. And this is one of the reasons why we constantly need a refilling of the Holy Spirit. The moment a believer begins to notice that there's really no difference between his or her life and that of the people of the world whose father is the devil, then you know that the fire is already going down. There's a need for a refilling of the Holy Spirit. There's an holiness that is lacking in that believer's life. Hallelujah. So holiness, in Hebrew, we know holy to be kadosh, and in Greek, agios. The Holy Spirit in Hebrew is what we call Ruach HaKodesh. I know we've heard some of these terms. I just want us to understand the terms when we say them. And kadosh means holy. It means to be set apart, to be consecrated. When we talk about consecration, consecration is also an attribute of holiness. So which means holiness is not just about being morally sound. It is also about being wholesome. W-H-O-L-E-S-O-M-E, wholesome. You know, there was a man that Jesus healed in scriptures, and he says, your faith has made you whole. It's different from your faith has made you well. Whole is a state of completeness, spirit, soul, and body. So, it's possible for someone to be made well in the body, but the soul is still diseased or suffering, or the spirit is still in shackles. But when the Lord says, your faith has made you whole, is a state of completeness. And that's another meaning of holiness. And that's why consecration is a part of holiness. Some people will say, well, you know, consecration may not really be addressing the issue of sin in terms of the law or in terms of do this and don't do that. Consecration are those things that they are not sin, so to say, but because of God's dealing with your life, he has given you those instructions and he's saying, follow them. So those instructions are for you. They are not for the public. It could be anything. It could be maybe wake up at night to pray. It could be don't do this, don't do that. Things that really, if you look at it from the general, general scope of things, it is not a sin, so to say. But God is saying that he wants to set you apart even more unto himself. And he's saying, stay away from these things. These things are weights. Compared to the plan I have for your life and for your destiny, these things are weights. Set yourself apart from them. It is also holiness. So holiness is a lot deeper than having a set of rules, of do's and don'ts. Because I'm telling you, no matter how long your set of rules are, there are some things that the Holy Spirit have for you that will not be captured in those rules. It will not be captured. Those things can give you guide. They can just guide us on a general scope. But I'm telling you that it is deeper. For you to really understand holiness, you need to have a working relationship with the Holy Spirit. He's the one that takes you in the path of holiness. He holds your hands and he walks you through that path. And you have to yield to the Holy Spirit. You have to yield to the Holy Spirit. You have to yield to the Holy Spirit. There are things we do. You know, one of the things that baptism of the Holy Spirit does, or a refilling of the Holy Spirit, is it makes us more sensitive to God, more sensitive to the Word of God, more sensitive to the presence of God, more sensitive to the power of God, more sensitive to the Spirit of God. That is what the refilling does. One of the signs that it's been a while you've been refilled is that your fire begins to go down, your wine begins to go down, your oil begins to go down. And once it begins to go down, you begin to permit things that on a normal day would not be permitted. You can see the Holy Spirit as a standard. You know, there was a place in scripture that was saying that God will raise a standard against them. That standard is the Holy Spirit. You can see the Holy Spirit as a standard. The moment you don't consistently get a refilling, a rebaptism, an encounter, you know, on a consistent basis, what happens is that that standard begins to drop. Then you begin to become lax. There's something the Bible called lasciviousness. Lasciviousness, you know, is listed as one of the works of the flesh. Where you are so relaxed. Anything goes. No rules, no regulations. Anything goes. And it's so sad today that there are gatherings that are named gatherings of God where things like this are actually encouraged. Where anything goes. You can come, you can do as you are, come as you are. It's fine to come as you are, but you cannot remain as you are. You can come as you are, but you cannot remain as you are. That's one of the signs of God's presence. He begins to work in us to will and to do of his own good pleasure. The Lord begins to work in us. Hallelujah. So we cannot talk about the Holy Spirit and not emphasize on holiness. It's very important, guys. It's very important. To walk in power, to enjoy God's best for your life, to do all those things, we cannot overemphasize the importance of holiness. Living a life that is consistent with the person of God, with the person of the Holy Spirit. The reason why the Holy Spirit is Holy Spirit is because he is different from all the other spirits in the realm of the Spirit. He is on a pedestal of his own. He is in a place of his own. He is in a height of his own. There's no other spirit that can reach that height or pass that height. He's just there. He's just there. That's why scripture calls him the Father of spirits. So God wants to bring you to that pedestal in this realm, but for you to get there, you need to live a life that is consistent with the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is literally an extension of the government of heaven on earth, true believers. And for us to manifest this thing, we need to live a life that is consistent. I'm just trying to also give, I'm trying to give expression and explanation to some of the experiences we have and the importance of those experiences. Because it's possible you have an encounter, you fall under the anointing, you pray in tongues, you do this, but you don't really understand the essence of what really happened to you. Maybe you got an impactation, but you don't really know what. You know, many people get impactations and after that, they don't really know what to do with it. You know, one of my sisters was sharing with us in the choir yesterday that people go to meetings, maybe like worship meetings and all that, and they go and they have awesome worship experiences. People are praying in tongues, people are having encounters, and then just after the worship, as they are going back home in the bus, they're already swaying and cursing themselves. And you're like, ah, we just left that meeting. I saw this sister praying in tongues. So that you're having an encounter. What's really happening? And, you know, you cannot really match the two expressions you've seen. It's like two different lives living in one person. And you're wondering, what's going on? This thing is not consistent with the nature of God. So is it possible that these people, even though the emotions are being moved by the sound, but they don't have an understanding? There's no root for the word of God to grow. You know, scripture says that, you know, the word of God will fall on different parts. You know, this is not my focus. I don't want to digress. We fall on different parts, but there's one that falls on the good soil, and that's the only one that remains. That's the only one that is sustained. There are so many people that receive encounters. Encounters are also like that. Encounters fall on different kinds of soil. The ones that fall on the good soil would be sustained. Hallelujah. I cannot overemphasize this matter. Because the next level we are praying for, there are next levels that you won't get to because you are not ready for it. You are not ready for it. And one of the readinesses of God is holiness. He wants to upgrade your level of holiness. He wants you to become more like him before he upgrades your status or whatever upgrade you are looking for. God has this as a demand on us that we live like he did when he was on earth and like he lives right now. Hallelujah. Now, I want us to consider Matthew 3:11, still on the same track. Matthew 3:11, just to reemphasize the importance of what the Lord is doing. So this was John the Baptist, speaking. He says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with, somebody say fire. You are not saying it with fire. Say fire. Hey. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. What's the work of the fire? To purify. The ministry of Jesus had not even started yet. But John the Baptist already saw the ministry of Jesus by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He says, this one will baptize you not just with the Holy Ghost, but also with fire. There's a reason why the fire was brought out. See, the ministry or the baptism of fire is also a function, a subset function of the Holy Ghost. But there's a reason why it was brought out here for emphasis. Fire is a manifestation, is an operation of the Holy Spirit, but there's a reason why it was brought out for emphasis. What fire does is that it purifies. It makes you ready. It makes you ready. You are praying to God, I want a next level, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that, but are you ready? There's a readiness that is required, and it's a manifestation of fire that brings us to that readiness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes this fire can come from you just studying the Bible and praying in your room. It doesn't have to even be in a meeting. You can just be praying in your room and studying the scriptures, and the word of God comes to you like fire. One of the things fire does is it takes away. Fire takes away the things that are not supposed to be there. So when you try to purify gold through fire, what happens is that all the things that are not gold, you know, in chemistry now, you know, gold is an element, right? So when you look at the compound or the complex mixture of the gold ore and you pick it up, it has gold in it, but it has so many other things that are not gold. So when you now pass it through the refiner's fire, what it does is it now begins to separate all those things that are not gold, because the end product is gold. So it separates all those things that are not good, separates them out, and then the end product is now a very fine, shining gold that has value. That's what the fire of the Holy Ghost does. We are a compound mixture of so many different things. But when the dimension of God's fire begins to work on us, it's like we are going through fire, and everything that is not God is being taken away. Everything that is not God is being taken away. And the end product we have is somebody that is in the perfect image and a perfect representation of God. Hallelujah. The Lord is going to be sending fresh fire to us. Not just this morning alone, but this morning and subsequently. We will not lack the fire of God. It's very, very important. When you look at a cold Christian or a lukewarm Christian, it's because fire is lacking. You know, I've always said lukewarm. I didn't really understand it until I met somebody who calls himself a believer and goes to church. But when it's time to castigate the body of Christ, he's the first person to talk. Have you met people like that? It's very shocking to me. I'm like, when I saw that person, I'm like, wow, this is what scripture meant by lukewarm. On Sunday, he doesn't miss church, but they are dragging something online. They are saying something to castigate the body of Christ and to beat down the guy's voice is the loudest. I'm like, it's like living two different lives in one body. I pray we'll not be lukewarm in Jesus' name. That's just an example. Now, what that person is lacking, the person is lacking the fire of the Holy Ghost. The person is carrying out the religious activities of going to church and all that, but there's no experiential knowledge. There's no experiential manifestation of the person of God in that person's life. Scripture says in Matthew 3:11 that this one will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. You see, if there's no purification, we will not enjoy the manifestation of the power of God in our lives. This is very, very important. Funny enough, God can use you for other things if he wants to. God used God can use stones. He can use a donkey, you know, and all that. But the workings of God in your own life, for your own life, will be limited when fire is lacking. Now, if you go back to that book of Acts chapter 2 verse 4, you know, you'll notice that, you know, the Lord did mighty things in the apostles after that baptism. And then you can read, and one of the things that we saw that the apostles got, they got boldness, right? They received boldness, they received power and everything. But what was the purpose of the power? Acts chapter 1, I think verse 8, it told us that it is to witness, so that they can be what? They can be witnesses. Now, God wants to make your life a witness, but you need the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Now, we notice that that empowerment did not stop in Acts 2:4. If you go to Acts chapter 4, verse 31, Acts chapter 13, verse 52, you are going to see that they kept having the experience. So it was not just at the upper room alone. It didn't happen at the upper room and end there. Subsequently, as the apostles gather, as the disciples gather to fellowship, they kept having that experience. They kept having that experience. The Holy Spirit kept coming to them. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is always eager to come to us. He's always eager to give us the experience of a refilling. He's always eager to fill our cup again. He's always eager to refuel us. Why? Because as we go through life, we exert a lot of energy. You exert a lot of energy as you go through life, as you go through the issues of life, as you go through, you know, your workplace, all those things. Every activity you go through on this realm is actually taking energy from you. It's taking not just physical energy, it also takes spiritual energy. That's why it's possible for a man of God to, someone like Samson, after doing such a great thing, the Lord, then he goes to Delilah's lap to lie. Why? Because when you exert yourself in spiritual things, you lose energy. And if you are not wise to refill that energy, you are going to fall. That's what happens, really. You are going to fall. Why? Because you are weak. You are weak. You've entered a state of weakness. Now, how do you guard yourself against that weakness? You need to have a working relationship with the Holy Spirit. A working consciousness of the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit, refill me now. I receive a fresh infilling. I receive help. There are so many times in the place of prayer, most times, that's the way I start my prayer. I start by asking for help. Because I believe that even to pray, I don't know how to pray. So even to pray, I need the help to pray. So I hardly go to the place of prayer without asking for help. So a simple prayer, as simple as you asking for help, can introduce the refilling of the Holy Spirit. So the refilling of the Holy Spirit does not come only when you pray verbatim, that Holy Spirit, refill me. Sometimes it comes when you pray for mercy. Sometimes it comes when you pray for an encounter. Sometimes it comes when you pray for God's glory. But what really happens is that the Holy Spirit gives you a refilling. Fills your cup again, makes you fresh. Fresh again, makes you strengthened again. All the energy you exerted, maybe you ministered to somebody, and the Lord did mighty things through you and all that. It is not a time to jubilate. It's a time to go for a retreat. And what? Refill. And that's what the Lord has been doing in our midst. Just for you to have an understanding. The Lord is refilling. Because there's an assignment. And the assignment is beyond us. The assignment of the church is beyond the four walls of the church. There's an assignment for us as a body. There's an assignment for us as the Harvest Word Assembly. And the Lord is saying, for us to be ready for that assignment, there's a need for a constant refilling. And the Lord will fill us again. That amen is not loud enough. The Lord will fill us again. We'll be praying in a moment. We'll be praying in a moment. When we begin to pray, I want you to pray with all of your might. Hallelujah. Let's look at Malachi chapter 3, verse 2-3, just to reference the refining fire.
as we gradually come to a close, Malachi chapter 3, verse 2 to 3. The Lord is doing a new thing in our midst. Hallelujah. But who may abide the day of his coming, and we shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. That's just to exemplify what I've been saying about the fire of God being what? A refiner's fire. It comes and it purifies. And it takes everything that is not of God. It takes it out of our lives. It takes demonic activities out of our lives. Any experience that is not consistent with God, it takes it out of our lives. Now, brethren, if we don't submit to the fire of God, if we don't submit to the ministration and the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in our lives in this realm, there's another realm beyond this realm, the realm of eternity. There's still going to be, that fire will still come. But at that point, it's not coming to refine, it's coming to test. Hallelujah. It is coming to what? To test. Scripture says in Corinthians, it says, the works of our hands will be tested. So, you are not escaping. There's no escaping for that thing. Because anything that is not consistent with God cannot enter into the realm of God. So even when you enter eternity, those things that you should have submitted to the fire of God upon this earth, in this realm, that you refuse to, when you get to that realm, they will still stand the test of fire. And scripture says that when the works of our hands are tested, the one that is not consistent with God, what will happen? They will be burnt up. Is it not better to submit to the fire of God now? I say, God, set me ablaze afresh. You know, in the book of Acts, when the fire came upon the apostles, they saw it. It was like they saw it. It was like tongues of fire upon their heads. And it was on their heads. But, you see, that fire that they are seeing on the head is just a manifestation of what God is doing. But what God is really doing is not doing it just on the head. He's doing it in the heart. He's doing it from within. He's burning them from within. Burning them from within. When they left that place, they were never the same again. Peter was never the same again. None of them was the same again. When I get the fire of God, I am never the same again. When I get a refilling of God, I am never the same again. I have never been the same, and I will never be the same. Because it is from one realm of glory to another realm of glory. One realm of glory to another realm of glory. You want to witness, you want to preach to somebody, and you are wondering, how am I going to say it? What am I going to say? You need the fire. Brethren, you need the fire. The fire takes away timidity. Let the person look into your eyeballs. What the person is saying is fire. The fire of the Holy Ghost. The fire of the Holy Ghost. The fire of the Holy Ghost. Nothing can quench this fire. The fire is unquenchable. It is called an unquenchable fire. When you look into my eyes, it's fire you see. Eh? Not love, it's fire. Fire. There's a fire dimension of God. You even need it in your workplace. You need that fire dimension in your workplace. Apostles in the marketplace, what they need is the fire of the Holy Ghost. Because, you see, the devil and his children, and they are doing their thing, but we are also doing our thing with our God. And we do it with fire. We move with fire. Fire separates us. It sets us apart. Hallelujah. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 3:13, just to reference what I just said. 1 Corinthians 3:13. Every man's work shall be made manifest. Somebody say, every man's work. So everything you are doing here upon this earth, it is categorized as your work. Everything you are doing, including what you are doing in church, what you are doing in the office, what you are doing at home, everything is summarized as your work. And so it's very important as believers that we understand that the believer's life is not just constrained in the church.
such that when you enter the church, that is when you are a believer. No. What we are actually coming here to do is to be equipped. We come to church for equipping, for corporate, you know, for the corporate anointing, for fellowship, you know, brotherhood, sisterhood, and the likes. But when scripture says every man's work is talking about the entirety of your life, everything you do. So as you are going to work Monday to Friday, you need to understand that you are also going to be accountable to how you behave yourself in the office. You'll be accountable. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try. Somebody say try. Shall try it. How do I explain that word try now? Shall test. Thank you, ma. Shall test it. Shall test every man's work, what sort of work it is. There will be a separation. When we stand before the Lord, there will still be that separation that you refuse to separate. That setting apart that you refuse to set apart in this realm, because you claim that you are very busy. You are too busy for God. You want to make money. That money will be burnt by fire. It will be burnt to ashes. Hallelujah. This is a serious matter. You see the way I'm saying it? It's a very serious matter. But there's also a money you can make while in alignment with God. Won't you prefer that one? Because God does not want us to be poor. God is not raising poor people. He's raising prosperous people. That's one of the things that God is going to be doing in these times. You know, God is bringing us into the realms of prosperity as a body. But for you to undo the level of wealth that God wants to give you, you must first go through the purification of fire. Because the version of you now is not actually the version that blessing can come upon. There needs to be an upgrade. There needs to be an upgrade. In the world of tech, there are certain upgrades that doesn't go with certain applications. Right? You have an application running on your system, then the operating system, which the application is sitting on, now gets upgraded, and then all of a sudden, that application no longer works, even on our phones. And they tell you, you need to update that application for it to now be able to match that operating system for it to work. That's the way it also works in the realm of the spirit. There's a need for an upgrade. There's a need for a refining, for a fresh refining, for another level of purification, for another level of consistency with God, for you to enter that next level you've been looking for. Hallelujah. I want us to rise up on our feet. I want to pray. It's a very simple message, but I don't want us to just hear it simply like that. I want us to understand the weight of what we are discussing here. I want us to rise up on our feet as soldiers, and I want us to pray this morning. I want us to pray this morning for the manifestation, a fresh manifestation of the fire of God upon our lives, of the fire of God in our lives, of the fire of God in our ministry, of the fire of God in our career, a fresh manifestation that the Holy Spirit will begin to take away those things that are not consistent with his nature, including sickness, including sin, including diseases, including death. Every works of death, every works of darkness, every works of the flesh, all these things are not consistent with the nature of God. I want us to begin to pray and say, oh God, I stand on your word this morning, and I know that this is not consistent with your nature. Oh Lord, I pray that let your fire begin to burn them up. Is somebody praying? Open your mouth and begin to pray. We are praying already. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open mouth and begin to pray. Everything that is not consistent, everything that is not consistent with the nature of God, everything that is not consistent with the nature of God in and around me, begin to burn up by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Is somebody praying? Lerosha panate kada brande shalabaniata erosha brake se balate kosila dabaye ezele broko selegele brosula gadaya. Embrasha te trato celebeniatesa la croto subaladesa la brade segede. I receive a fresh baptism of fire this morning, a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit. Fresh operations. Fresh operations of the Holy Spirit. Fresh operations of fire. In the name of Jesus. La coro shapanete legere tu shala. Embroso preketi shapane kalate. Rato shekele brendo silai. Embrosa la balagede getua. Embrosi legele brindai. La kosha banetela. Everything that is not consistent with the nature of God. In and around my members, let them burn by the fire of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I receive a fresh baptism of the fire of the Holy Spirit. A fresh baptism of the fire of the Holy Spirit. A fresh baptism of fire of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. And somebody praying, I can hear you pray. La dosha brade se cole bretia. Embosha baraga de zabarada baladosa. Embrecoto sula deta. Rasokoto sule meradiate. Shekele brosho brada braga de segledezo. Rokoto baladesa. La koto bregedisa bradatila. Embroko sabande. Regeteke kosa. Embroko le brogotusa. La koto bregedia. Eko shabaradate. Emboteke le brusalade. Embaladosa la balegedete. Rasoteke brosu bragadila deta. Ratosa balagedote. Embrosa de la viata. Can somebody pray for fresh fire? Fresh fire. 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 In the name of Jesus. Ratosa barade kotosu beledia desha. That I may live in the realm of revival. That I may live in the realm of revival. Oh Lego Rodosa Baradesa. Oh God, when I study your word, I receive fire. Oh God, when I pray, I receive fire. No more dull praying. No more dull study of the word. No more dry praying. No more dry studying of the word. I receive fresh fire. When I pray, fresh fire. When I study, fresh fire. Rakose belegedo shalabaniate. Fresh fire. Fresh fire all over this place. In the name of Jesus. 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 La rosa braketo shilegedeta. Mambrede shupanai. Reketo shobregedi labande. Badeko sulabalageta. Zambra nebosa. In Jesus' name, we are still praying. Are we praying? In Jesus' name, we are still praying. You see, there are things that God wants to take away from your life so that He can put some other things there. But there are so many things occupying space. Occupying space in your soul. Occupying space in your spirit. Occupying space in your body. And God wants to take them out that He can give you life. He wants to refill that place with life, with plenty of life. Plenty of vitality. Vitality in your body. Vitality in your body. Renewal of strength in your soul. Healing, healing, healing. The Lord wants to pump it up with healing. He wants to pump up your soul with healing. He wants to pump up your spirit with life. The Lord wants to pump it. He wants to pop life into you. But so many things are taking space. And the Lord is saying, this morning, I want you to surrender. I want you to pray. Prayer is a place of surrender and saying, God, I know I can't do this by myself. I can't do this on my own. I need you, Lord. I need you. I say, come. Maranatha. The Lord comes. Come to me this morning, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Can somebody open your mouth and pray? You can pray in the spirit. You can pray in understanding and say, Lord, I'm open. I'm open. I'm open. I'm open. Come, Lord, come. Come with fresh fire in the name of Jesus. Come with fresh fire in the name of Jesus. Let our voices sound like thunder in this place as we pray in the spirit and say, God, I receive a fresh fire. Embrosa brandeta la gedosa. Embrodeze beletia. Mranazo brogodo celebregete shila gadava. Emperedosa baladeta. O leprosu banadeasa. Ika prosa bracatetoshi. Leprose telebrodobosa. Embalacote lebrosu la gana. Ela katai. Embrosila banadosa. Embradoso bregedisa baladia. In Jesus' name, we are still praying. We are still not praying. Some of us are not praying. For some of us, it's been a while since we got a fresh fire. It's been a long time. It's been a long time the word of God eats you hard. It's been a while you read the word and you felt refreshed. It's been a while you prayed and left the place refreshed. It's been a while you even witnessed to somebody. You want to witness, but you are timid. You are timid. What will I say? There's no fire. There's no fire. The enemy is challenging you. You are a child of God. And the enemy is looking at your face and challenging you. And you are timid. It's time to roar. When the enemy challenges you, you are supposed to roar. You roar. And the enemy will flee. Demon is oppressing you. You are a child of God. Where is the gene of the lion of the tribe of Judah? There's no fire. There's no fire. How not to just pray once again? Let's pray it once again. Let's pray once again. Let's pray once again. Let's open our mouths and sound like thunder all over this place and say, Father, I receive fresh fire, fresh fire, fresh fire, now and forever, in the name of Jesus, now and forever, in the name of Jesus, now and forever, in the name of Jesus. The fire of God will not be put out in my life or in my family, in the name of Jesus. We will not give a foothold for the enemy, in the name of Jesus. La brocha pala ke tore de sibaladita esha la barada balagedo shebelegida embrocha brate ke sula brade date elo shabrada balagesha edo celebrante gosila banda. In Jesus' name, we are still praying. I want you to hold a neighbor and let's pray as a church. Let's pray as a church. Hold a neighbor and pray out loud. Pray out loud at the top of your voice and say, Father, we will not lose your fire. 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 We will not lose hunger and thirst for righteousness. We will not lose your fire. We will not lose your fire. We will not lose the move of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, Eleko Rodoshi Labalade Teko Rosote. Pray for the person you are holding. Say that in their family, in their home, in their lives, the fire of God will not be lacking. In the name of Jesus, the Spirit of God, the presence of the Spirit of God will be evident. The presence of the Holy Spirit will be evident. The presence of the Holy Spirit will be evident. In the name of Jesus, they begin to walk in a higher level of holiness. They begin to walk in a higher level of consistency with the power of God, with the Spirit of God. Begin to release the power of God. Begin to release the power of God into the life of the person you are holding. Begin to release the power of God. Begin to release the power of God. Can we just release the power of God? Can we saturate this place with the power of God? Can we release the power of God in this place? Bola brache galabra de shapareta ila koshe brede meletuada eleku shata la brade seleguate. Into your life, into your family, receive the power of God, receive the fire of God. Elesho la bradeta, receive it again, receive it again, receive it again, receive it again and again. And again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again, in the name of Jesus. La cosa brande de bota nadia. Everything that is not of God is taken away. We receive manifestations of the nature of God. We receive manifestations of the nature of God. We receive manifestations of the authority of God, of the power of God, of the character of God. In the name of Jesus, Ebrando Sabrada Baladite, Esabrande Tose Lebande, Sabala Balaga Brada Sole Medita, Lecota Yabrada Bada Baladeso Galabede, Raso Cata Ratese Breke Divine, Sepolo Proto Sepreke Detia, Laco Sabrada, and Proso Proto Le Proto Dogodo. I want to know your way.
I wanna move like you.